Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
Hi, I'm Holly Strand from the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. The upcoming Winter Olympics in Sochi bring back fond memories of Utah's stint as host of the Winter Games. You may recall that Powder, a playful snowshoe hare, was among Salt Lake's three Olympic mascots. Powder represented faster in the Olympic triumvirate motto of Citius Altius Fortius, or faster, higher, stronger. And the little snowshoe hare needs to be fast, for according to USU wildlife biologist Dustin Wranglack, snowshoe hares are the Snickers bar of the forest. They're a popular treat for a host of carnivores, including foxes, lynx, bobcats, bears, and birds of prey. Hares are fast in general. They can reach 40 miles per hour and can leap more than 10 feet. But this hare has extra-large, wide feet with more fur and larger toes. Like permanent snowshoes, these feet are ideally suited for racing from predators in deep mountain snow. In spite of its speed, the snowshoe hare's best mechanism of defense is camouflage. In winter, its soft, fine fur turns white to blend into the snowy terrain. As spring thaws the wintry landscape, the hare's fur turns brown or reddish-brown to help it elude predators. Only the tips of the ears remain dark throughout the year. Scientists have observed that climate change may affect the survival of animals that undergo seasonal color changes. For example, with a shortened winter, a white-coated snowshoe hare is a sitting duck on brown earth in full view of ravenous predators. But interestingly, there is already a lot of variability in the timing of individual hares' camouflaged coats. Amount of sunlight may start the color change process in a snowshoe hare population. But once the process starts, the timing of full coat transformation, which can take up to 2 months, is unique. Perhaps this is due to the fact that, even before climate change, there was always some variability in the onset of winter snow cover. Anyway, this variability in color change gives scientists hope that the snowshoe hare will be able to adapt to the seasonal changes in the future. For sources and pictures, go to www.wildaboututah.org. For the Quinney College of Natural Resources, I'm Holly Strand.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah on Utah Public Radio is made possible in part by our listeners and the Quinney College of Natural Resources at Utah State University, where students and faculty promote the sustainability of ecosystems and the communities that depend on them. Information at cnr.usu.edu.